Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If they hadn't gotten a quarterback yet, there would be a million different angles we could be taking right now.
Yes.
Are they going to trade up? What are they going to do? Are they going to stay at eight? Maybe that's why they flew to Seattle and liked Michael Penix, whatever. Like, now it's just, okay, well, they've got the quarterback. I guess if they really decided they were stalked everywhere else, they could do something crazy and get a quarterback in the first 2 days, but I just don't see it.
No.
I don't know how you could do that after giving so much money to a quarterback.
Andy, more than the money, it's the gears they gave him.
Right. He's going to be the quarterback for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing.
Two
at the least.
If it doesn't go well, then they can buy him out for $10 million on the final year. But realistically, Kirk Cousins gets another contract with the Falcons. Right?
Never know.
That would be the best case scenario.
How long these guys are playing.
If he plays well in the next 3 years, he'll get another one from the team, which would be great because that would mean he played well for 3 years.
And that means they've done some things here.
They would have to do something. That would mean winning.
Yeah, that
would mean, either they won one or they really felt like they had a chance to win a Super Bowl with him if they gave him another year or two. So, yeah, I mean, that's the hope. What it does is make the draft conversation a little bit simpler. Okay, you need pass rush, you go get pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need secondary help, you go get secondary help.
Right.
Or if you really want to do the conservative thing, you trade back, you stock up draft picks even more because you do have areas of need on this roster, and you go about it that way.
I'll tell you this, and it's always one of these situations where you look at quarterback. We talked yesterday about New England at three, open for business, if whatever happens with that whole situation with their draft. And I went back and I was thinking about, because last month or so, when Minnesota traded with Houston, they got the extra one, and so they got 21, and I'm sorry, they got 11-23.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 11-23 ain't enough to get to three.
Nope.
Unless you're giving some the first
next, year.
Next year's first. Is 11-23 good enough to get to eight?
Probably.
With some stuff this draft?
Oh, yeah.
And without next year?
I would.
Without next year's one?
So, because then you go from 8 to 11. In that case, you're thinking you can still get the second pass rusher or the third or the second corner or whatever.
Right.
And then you can address something else at 23. Yeah. I think that's totally reasonable.
11-23.
If J.J. McCarthy is still there
exactly.
at 8.
That's what I was talking about.
Then the Falcons are absolutely on the board for a bunch of teams.
Yeah, because
obviously Minnesota with their two picks this year, but teams next year,
Because the
too.
Thing about it, what you're looking at it from a standpoint of they want to get in front of Denver. I think was Denver's 12. I think Denver's 12. I think Denver's Denver.
Denver That's right. Denver's 12.
Denver's 12, and then the Raiders 13.
Yep.
Okay, so you want to get in front of if J.J. McCarthy falls that far, so he gets because if he gets a 7, he's not the Tennessee's going alt right there. Tennessee's going alt right there
mm-hmm.
if he's there. But if they get to 8, and it's a situation where J.J. McCarthy's still there at 8, Minnesota wants to get because I'm sure when they get to 8, they're open for business. The Falcons will be open for business if J.J. McCarthy is there at 8.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Vegas. Denver and Minnesota. Minnesota has the 2-2s. You get 2-2s and probably a 3. Bam.
Yeah. No, that like the best case scenario, really, and Chicago's right after the Falcons, too, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're open for business, too.
Right.
Just kind of depends on asking price and whether or not you trust and all that kind of stuff. Then general managers have to start acting very quickly and not panicking, but making moves really, really fast because it's 10 seconds. Best case scenario for the Falcons is quarterback. Obviously, that's Williams, May, and Daniels, and then receiver, and then all. That's right. The best case scenario.
Yes.
All three receivers off the board,
mm-hmm.
top three quarterbacks off the board, best tackle off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons are sitting there with all of the edge rushers still there.
Yes.
All of the secondary guys still there.
Yes.
And teams right behind
three
them
teams,
with assets.
Three teams right behind them.
Yeah. Because you got the Bears at 9, who obviously aren't taking a quarterback at 9 because they're taking one at 1.
Right.
The Bears want it. At that point, I don't know what the Bears would do because I feel like they want one of those receivers
also. They do too.
But if Odunze and Harrison and Neighbors are already off the board at 9, who knows? I don't know, maybe they take Brock Bowers.
But they already have Cole Kmet.
I don't know what they do. But I wouldn't be surprised to see one of those. Yeah, that's the best case scenario is that the fourth quarterback is available at 8.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That's what we're riding with.
I love it.
We're going to ride with that.
That's the scenario we're hoping for.
Yes.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.